Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of EduMatch Tweet and Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Thomas, or something like that. And today's episode is going to be truly special as we welcome Ryan Harding of Magic Portal Books. But before we get into the heart of our discussion, a quick reminder, if you're enjoying our podcast, please take a moment to like and subscribe. Share your thoughts using the hashtag podcastEDU and join our vibrant Facebook group for more engaging discussions and updates. Today, we'll explore the innovative intersection of technology and storytelling through the lens of Magic Portal Books. Ryan Harding, blending her background in electrical engineering with a passion for art, has crafted an immersive, augmented reality experience for children's literature, aiming to expand the horizons of young readers everywhere. So, whether you're listening in your car, during your workout, or as you wind down for the day, thank you for tuning in. Let's dive into the wonderful world of EduMatch together. Stay tuned and let's get started. EduMatch. It's EduMatch. EduMatch. It's EduMatch. You're at EduMatch. EduMatch. Don't miss EduMatch. Don't miss EduMatch. You're at EduMatch. EduMatch. Don't miss EduMatch. Don't miss EduMatch. Hey, everybody. What is up? Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We have a very special episode with a very special guest. We have Ryan Harding in the house. How are you doing today, Ryan?
Hi, I'm excellent. Thank you, Sarah. How are you doing?
Doing great, thanks. Doing great. Mm-hmm. It's a great day today, and the day is ending off great because I get to talk to you. So super excited to have you here to join us for our EduMatch podcast. And I wanted to welcome everyone who's tuning in right now, whether it is live with us or on our podcast or later on in our Facebook group or on our YouTube channel or on X. So please be sure to like, subscribe, and join our community. And you can always find us at edumatch.org. But we're not here to talk about all of that. We're here today to be with our special guest, Ryan. So Ryan, thank you so much for being here. Could you please tell everyone a little bit about yourself and Magic Portal Books?
Yes, happily. Thank you. I'm an electrical engineer. I worked in corporate America for 3 decades and was in innovation and product strategy for the future, did a lot of patent work, and became frustrated with the fact that I was getting to invent all this cool stuff, but never actually get to build it. It would just stay as patents and gather dust on a shelf somewhere. So part of what I had studied at my last job was web, VR, and AR, and the capabilities there. I also am an artist, so I didn't want to be a starving artist. So I went into engineering instead, but I still love my art. And I had done some children's books illustrations years ago. And the woman, you know, contacted me. She wanted to do some more books. And I thought, you know, how do you differentiate between the millions of kids' books out there? And I, as I was also doing my research on the AR and VR, I saw a blog one day that said, you know, the 10 best kids books with AR. And I thought, oh, well, perfect. That's easy, right? So it's been a 4-year journey to develop the prototypes and the minimum viable product and get a lot of feedback from the community and then figure out how the heck to sell it and, you know, whether to go nonprofit or profit. So currently I decided I would do profit and then give to nonprofit. So I give to educational foundations.
Oh, that is fantastic. So that is definitely a magical journey indeed. It sounds like everything just kind of, all the pieces just kind of aligned and you now have—
Over time.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And now you have this magic portal books.
So. Magic portal books. Yes. So I've got one of them here I can grab. I didn't open it already. Sorry. Just got these back printing. And this is Sherman, the Tucson Tortoise. So it is an interactive book. It is, since it is web-based. You just simply point your phone or at the QR code, or kids can use their tablets, and it reads like a regular book, but it also does image recognition. So every single page in the book will take you to a particular scene where you can learn and interact and, you know, explore. And that was really kind of the premise of what I wanted to be able to do with it, because I used to spend hours in Google Earth VR, and you could go everywhere. I'd go to Ayers Rock, and then I decided to go to Victoria Falls, and then I'm like, oh, I haven't been to Stonehenge. Maybe I'll go there, all in one night. But you go and it's static. You don't hear anything. You can't click on anything. You don't know if there's, you don't know where you are half the time, except I can figure out Stonehenge. So I thought, I would love to have kids be able to do that, but to be able to interact and learn and know about it. And so that's what I put together. So it reads as a regular book, but the kids can then go in and explore. So I have a few of them up here that I can show.
Yeah, we'd love to see that.
Yeah, because it's you can do it on your tablet, but I'm going to show you on them. Let's see, share screen. I've only got the one monitor here, so we're going to have to do it this way. Let me do a window. All right, let me know. Can you see the
not just yet.
Share. Okay.
Ah, here we go. Got it.
All right. So this one is, I've now teleported you to Sedona, Arizona. So you can see some of the rocks back there. Here's some of the other rocks, merry-go-round rock. And this is Uptown Sedona. And this is the Jordan apple picking shed. So this was one of the early families that lived there. And there's all these little icons that they can kind of click on and see additional, kind of close-up pictures. This shows you the Jordan farmhouse and Ruth and Walter Jordan that the kids can read about. And there's, a different little cowboy story here that you can play and hear about what it was like to be a kid back in Sedona in the day. And then they will click on the character. And I don't know if the sound goes with it right now, but she'll tell you about where it is that you are, and other things too, like what the kids looked like back then, right? And so that's just one of the scenes actually for the Sedona book that you can do. I'll show you a little bit more. This is in Boynton Canyon in Sedona, and this is a place where they believe there's one of the vortexes, because Sedona is very much about vortexes. And interestingly, there's also some theories that it's on a large quartz crystal deposit. So I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. And kids love crystals. So you can learn about different types of crystals. You can see the amethyst crystal and learn about silicon dioxide, rose crystal. You can learn about quartz crystal watches and that it vibrates 32,000 times a second. And then there's a little question here for the kids. How many times would it vibrate? And then if there's enough pressure applied to quartz, then it actually emits an electrical current, which may be, just a theory of how the vortexes work. Sweet. And then I'll just show you this last one. This is in the grotto. This is at Palatki Heritage Site. So we're standing in a grotto, but you can see out over top of this mesa to the rocks below. And this is a huge site for pictographs. And so you can click on the different pictographs here and you can kind of zoom in and play around, and kids can kind of get a good view of what it really looks like. And then I also put in over here is an actual that I got off the national parks. It's an actual 3D model of that wall and the graphics that are there. So that's just, that's three little, I'll go back here, stop sharing. There we go. It's just three little mini scenes, right? For one of, that one's actually for the Sedona book, but I wanted to incorporate a lot of science and interactive questions and just get kids excited about, you know, exploring, right?
Yeah, totally. That is just amazing. I love what you just shared, like how interactive it is and how the students can just kind of go in and go on this self-guided journey. So that is super cool. So take us under the hood, if you don't mind. Like, how do you choose these worlds and the characters featured, and what's the process behind bringing the stories to life?
Oh, yeah. So that's been quite a journey too. I wanted places that were real so that I could just go and use a 360 camera, because that's easy. Just go take a picture, right? And not have to do a lot of modeling. I will eventually, because when it comes to outer space, probably we'll have to do some modeling. When I want to do the human body, I think that's going to be some modeling underwater, maybe. So I've started with, I'm just starting in Arizona for the time being, because I'm here. And I have a pilot program with a couple of a charter school here in town. And so they help me a lot understand the standards, the curriculum. I've hired some other consultants to help me with that. But I'm trying to put something together first for Arizona, so it would hit all the social studies curriculum, a lot of the science, and of course the English language arts piece of it. Throw in some math here and a lot of geology and, you know, whatever lends itself to that particular area. So I started with Tucson and Sedona. The third book that's coming out is about Cochise County. So that's going to talk about Bisbee and Tombstone and the mining that went on there, as well as Cochise Stronghold, the Apache Nation, a little Mexico being on the border there. And then I'll go to the Grand Canyon. So it will cover that area. And after that, you know, I'm looking for people that can help, because I can only do so much. Yeah, I do all of it, but it takes a really long time. I mean, 4 years later and I basically have two books. So I'd love to scale, and I think kids would love it. Teachers really enjoy it. It's great. It's great because they can explore, so you can be as involved with them as you want, or just let them have fun. If they're not interested in something, they just scan a different page. You know, they can do as much or as little as they want.
Totally. So this is fantastic. Really looking forward to seeing all of the great developments that are coming out. Loved hearing that you are expanding and looking to go beyond Arizona. So how could our audience get involved with you? Like, how can they connect with you?
Oh, that's such a great question. I'm looking for anyone and everyone who is interested at all in helping kids learn and get excited about the world around them. I need authors. I need illustrators. I need people that can do videography, photography, animators. I need people that know curriculum development and teachers' guides and how to align to the standards and fun activities. You know, maybe there's a teacher out there that has a cool program that they've done for something or put something cool together that other teachers, you know, might want to, you know, borrow from, or other kids might get excited about, hey, here's a program that or a lesson that kids in England are doing, and now we can go to England here in Tucson and we can learn about Stonehenge, or, you know, all the whatever that program is, because the kids can actually go, or the kids in the UK can actually come to Tucson or Sedona and learn all about that place. So anyone and everyone, just, you can get in touch with me on the website, magicportalbooks.com. And that's probably the best way. There's a contact form there, and they all go to me. So medias, I hired someone to do all that. I don't do it. Sorry.
Yeah. Totally feel you. Yeah. Teamwork makes your dream work for sure. Yes.
Not social media.
I hear you on that. I hear you. Absolutely. Well, we really wanted to thank you so much, Ryan, for being here today and for sharing with us about the magic behind Magic Portal Books. Also wanted to thank the audience for tuning in, whether it's live right now or you catch the video later or you catch the podcast later. So, you know, we really appreciate y'all being a part of the EduMatch family. Be sure to come back to check out our next live stream, which will be tentatively, so pencil in the 22nd of February at 6 p.m. Eastern for the second edition of EduBeat featuring yours truly and Mandy, and we'll be back for more. But Ryan, before we go, just wanted to give the mic to you one more time in case you had anything else you wanted to share with our audience before we sign off.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for the opportunity to get to talk to your audience. And please, if you're interested at all, I would love to hear from you. There's a world out there that kids want to explore, and I can only do it if other people help. Thank you.
Yeah, totally. Well, thank you so much, Ryan. And thank you so much to everyone who is checking us out. So be sure to like, subscribe, join our community on Facebook, facebook.com/groups/EduMatchFam. And you can also connect with us at edumatch.org. So everyone, take it easy. We will catch you on the flip side. So have a great evening or day or afternoon, wherever you are. All right, bye everyone. EduMatch. It's EduMatch. EduMatch. It's EduMatch. You're at EduMatch. EduMatch. Don't miss EduMatch. Don't miss EduMatch. You're at EduMatch. EduMatch. Don't miss EduMatch.